Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
For years, Mueller Custom Buildings have been used for living spaces due to the strength and durability of our steel. They provide flexibility for open floor plans and beautiful paint colors to last for decades. Hear how JR and Kim built the barn home of their dreams thanks to Mueller.
I was inspired by all of the options we saw on the Mueller website. I really wanted to bring in some of our surroundings, including metal and wood together, kind of mirroring our acreage or our lot, incorporating like an industrial modern look.
Working with Mueller was awesome. What I loved about the Mueller rep was that he gave us options. If I had a question, he would answer it.
We found the best with Mueller.
Visit our website today at MuellerINC.com to view our extensive photo gallery of custom living spaces and learn more about how Mueller steel buildings offer a strong, durable structure for your home. Mueller Inc. Metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America, and made to last.
Well, a pretty eventful day for the futures market here. We started off with anticipation the market was going to be under significant pressure due to the news yesterday that the JBS company had been under cyber attack, and they were going to shut down operations at various locations. Well, we're still kind of trying to figure out and sort through what's going on and how it will impact the market. But what we do know is that they were shut today. It looks like the slaughter was down about 27,000 for the day. So that will just reflects the plants being shut down. I've heard all sorts of different rumors. I'm not sure exactly what's going on with it and when it'll be fixed. But actually we're anticipating sharply lower, and it was lower, but the live cattle finished 250 lower in June at 113.37, August down about 225. So that wasn't near as bad as what some thought. Out in February of next year, it was actually 22 cents higher. The April's up 60. So hopefully all the weakness here will be sorted through in the next couple of days. The feeder cattle were down 272 in August at 148.62. Feed prices today, which we'll talk about in a second, were also sharply higher. So it's difficult to determine, was it the corn or was it the JBS plant that drove markets lower? The hogs today, JBS also slaughters hogs. They're up $1.47 to 118.72.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Thursday, June 3rd, the next Superior Livestock Video Cattle Auction starting at 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Channel 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 13,000 head to be offered, 4,600 yearling steers, 2,800 yearling heifers, 2,500 weaned calves, and 2,600 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call for more information, 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
Today's grain futures markets were high across the board. We had July corn up 30 at 687 and a quarter, 27 off the lows. Just a handful of trading days ago, July corn went down to nearly $6, so about 85 cents off the low there in about four trading days. September corn up 26, D's up 29. Beans were up about 18 to 24 cents. Kansas City and Chicago wheat were both higher. Kansas City up 22, Chicago up 26 to 28 cents. Looks like some cold weather in the northern part of the U.S. grain belt has maybe hurt some of the corn and beans. That's a lot of different opinions on that, but that's the market is higher. And then also the Pacific Ocean is cooling at a pretty rapid rate, which would mean a hotter, drier forecast for this summer that would already be impacting because it's already dry in the Dakotas. And so if there's even drier than that, I think that's what's helping the market rally. And we also have stock market day up about 50 cents. July crude is up $1.68 at 68 even. That's the high for the crude. It's been mentioned that the OPEC countries will increase their production here at these levels. So I don't know how long crude will rally with that, but today it's up $1.67 here. Natural gas also rallying today, is up about 12 cents.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.